From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The enforcement of Level 4 Community Activity Restrictions or PPKM has been extended until August 9, 2021. It was said by President Joko Widodo in a statement broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel on Monday, as reported by Antara. He also said, considering several COVID-19 cases indicators this week, the enforcement of PPKM Level 4 will be extended in certain cities and districts. Community activity and mobility restriction will be readjusted according to the situation of each area. He also explained PPKM Level 4 implemented from July 26 to August 2, 2021 has suppressed the daily confirmed cases, active cases rate, and bed occupancy ratio, while also improving the cure rate. However, the president emphasized that the government cannot implement the same policy over a long duration. The government always has to reconsider its policy according to the latest data in order to decide the right choice for both the health and economy sectors. Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi has said that he hopes the United for Indonesia campaign will help accelerate national economic recovery. As quoted by Antara, Minister Muhammad Lutfi at an online press conference on Monday said it can serve as a good example of mutual cooperation or gotong royong among communities, especially as Indonesia commemorates its 76th Independence Day. The United for Indonesia campaign aims to assist the handling of COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia through fundraising. Indonesia has expressed hope that Myanmar will endorse an ASEAN special envoy without delay to mediate a dialogue between conflicting parties and ease the crisis in the country. As reported by Antara, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi at an online press conference on Monday explained, the special envoy must be able to work soon with a clear mandate from ASEAN. The special envoy must also be assured of full access to meetings with various parties, as well as the right to move from one place to another while performing his duties in Myanmar. She pointed out the appointment of a special envoy, which was one of the 5 points of consensus agreed upon at the ASEAN leaders' meeting to help settle the political crisis in Myanmar, had become a special topic of discussion during the 54th ASEAN ministerial meeting held virtually from August 2 to August 6, 2021. The Religious Affairs Ministry has said it has reallocated 2 trillion rupiah out of its budget to assist the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by Antara, Religious Affairs Minister Yokut Holil Koumas in a written statement issued on Monday said, the government is very serious about curbing the pandemic. Various ministries have reallocated their budgets to help the government's program, including the Religious Affairs Ministry. He informed that the reallocation has been carried out in several stages. In the first phase, around 450 billion rupiah of the ministry's budget was reallocated to support the vaccination program. Now we move to the international news. Iran will respond promptly to any threat against its security, the foreign ministry said on Monday, after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Tehran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Tehran has denied any involvement in the suspected drone attack on Thursday, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the United States and Britain said on Sunday they would work with their allies to respond to the attack on the Merchant Street, a Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned petroleum product tanker managed by Israeli-owned Zodiac Maritime. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the incident as clearly an unacceptable and outrageous attack on commercial shipping. The plan by Myanmar's ruling generals to hold elections in 2 years shows they are stalling for time and the need for Southeast Asian countries to step up pressure on them, a senior State Department official said on Monday. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the official told reporters ahead of a meeting this week between the United States and the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which includes Myanmar. It's clear that the Burmese junta is just stalling for time and wants to keep prolonging the calendar to its own advantage. We end the news with ferocious fighting is taking place in a major Afghan city amid fears it could be the first provincial capital to fall to the Taliban. Lashkar Gah in southern Helmand province is under heavy assault from the militants, despite persistent U.S. and Afghan airstrikes. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, the Taliban are said to have seized a TV station. Thousands of people fleeing rural areas took shelter in buildings. Hundreds of Afghans have made rapid advances in recent months as U.S. forces have withdrawn after 20 years of military operations in the country. Helmand was the centerpiece of the U.S. and British military campaign, and Taliban gains there would be a blow for the Afghan government. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Thank you. The bronze medal gained by the men's single badminton player Anthony Sinisuka Ginting on Monday completed the task of the Indonesian contingent at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Previously, the Indonesian people also enthusiastically welcomed the gold medal from the badminton branch by the women's doubles, Gracia Poli and Apriani Rahayu. Though the Indonesian contingent was won one gold medal from Gracia Poli, Apriani Rahayu in women's doubles badminton, one silver medal from Eko Yuli Irawan in weightlifting, and three bronzes from Windy Chantika Aisyah, Rahmat Erwin Abdullah in weightlifting, and Anthony Sinisuka Ginting in the men's single badminton. On Monday, the Indonesian contingent ended their duties at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. In regard to this achievement, the Indonesian team can be said to be successful at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, considering that only 8 sports were participated in by Indonesia in the global competition. The Indonesian nation should be grateful to all the athletes who have competed in this international match. It seems that the COVID-19 pandemic, which has haunted Indonesia for about a year and a half, has not reduced the determination and enthusiasm of Indonesian athletes and officials to participate in the Olympics. It is conceivable how the Indonesian athletes did prepare for the Olympics with all the limited space for selection, training, and even financial limitations, because the fight against the pandemic has drained the country's resources. The Indonesian people should also be grateful to government administrator who did not put aside Indonesia's participation in the Olympics by reason of focusing on addressing the pandemic. Full moral and material support was given to the athletes and officials, though they could show proud achievement. Now the people of Indonesia are waiting for the 20th National Sports Week PON, which will be held in Papua next October. The pandemic may not completely shake off in the month. The condition of human resources and economy is also certainly not fully recovered. However, the same support is expected from government administrator, so that the national sporting events can also run smoothly. Indonesia can learn from the Tokyo Olympics how to organize a sport events with super strict health protocols. Those all participants of the 20th PON can compete with a sense of security and show their best quality. I'll begin today in history with August 3, 1960, when the independence of Nigeria occurred. August 3, 1960, Nigeria became independent from French colonial rule. The Republic of Nigeria is a landlocked country in Western Africa. The country's name is taken from the Niger River. Since independence, Nigeria has lived under 5 constitutions and 3 periods of military rule. After a military coup in 2010, Nigeria has become a democratic multi-party state. Let's move on to August 3, 2005, when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn in as president of Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the 6th president of Iran. His presidential term began on August 3, 2005. He is widely known as a conservative figure who is very loyal to the values of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. In his tenure, he brought back many of the changes made by previous leaders who were more moderate and reformist, and emphasized religious values in activities in cultural centers. In Iran's 2013 presidential election, he has replaced by moderate conservative Hassan Rouhani. Alan. Today in history with August 3, 2005, when a coup topples Mauritanian's president Mouya Old Sidat Metaya. Soldiers and members of the presidential guard in Mauritania staged a coup against President Mouya Old Taya on August 3, 2005. The coup was launched when President Mouya Old Sidat Metaya was in Saudi Arabia for the funeral of King Fahd. The coup was successful without any casualties. The group calling itself the Military Council for Justice and Democracy announced the coup in a statement carried out by the state news agency on August 3, 2005. The coup was led by Colonel Ali Old Mohamed Fall and formed a military junta.
cemanya bergaya.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia again received the arrival of the Moderna vaccine from the United States on Sunday. A total of 3.5 million doses of Moderna vaccine arrived in Jakarta through the COVAX facility scheme, which is currently going through the third phase of the process. Previously, Indonesia received 4,500,160 doses of Moderna vaccine in two stages. The first phase of 3,060,000 and the second one 1,500,100. As quoted on the republika.co.id, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in a virtual press conference on Sunday said that with the arrival of the Moderna vaccine doses on Sunday, the number of Moderna vaccine doses supported by the U.S. government through the COVAX facility that Indonesia has received is 8,160,000 doses of ready-to-use vaccine. Minister Retno Marsudi expressed her appreciation to the United States government for the additional support for the Moderna vaccine. She also stated that the cooperation through the dose-sharing mechanism is one of the most important ways to get the world out of the COVID-19 pandemic. She added that the quantity of vaccine that Indonesia has received reaches more than 178 million, consisting of bulk or bulk vaccine and ready-to-use vaccine. In addition, Minister Retno remarked that based on sources, Indonesia received more than 19 million doses of ready-to-use vaccine from the COVAX facility for free. According to the Minister Retno, this August, there is still a series of vaccine arrivals in Indonesia. She also emphasized the vaccination inequality. This week, the number of doses that have been injected compared to the population in the European regions is 84.9% and the North American region 82.5%. Meanwhile, in the African region, it is only 4.6% and the Asian region is only 21.7%. According to Minister Retno so far, Indonesia has injected more than 67 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine, or 24.49% of Indonesia's total population. She hopes that by the additional vaccine from various sources, the Indonesian government can accelerate the vaccination program for the Indonesian people so that it can suppress the spread of COVID-19 and the number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients and deaths. She affirmed that by working hard, being disciplined and united while continuing to pray, the Indonesian nation could soon shake off from the health crisis. In addition to Moderna vaccine, Indonesia will also receive 620,000 AstraZeneca vaccine as a result of the support of the British government bilateral cooperation. Minister Retno Marsudi further stated that the vaccine support from the UK is also an intensive communication carried out by Indonesia with her British counterpart Dominic Raab on the sidelines of the G20 meeting in Italy. Meanwhile, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin stated that Indonesia's need for a COVID-19 vaccine could be met in December 2021. Quoting tempo.co.id in a press statement on Monday, Minister Budi Gunadi said that in August, there will be 72 million COVID-19 vaccine available imported to Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。Evite
la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior. Gotta hold my head up high.
to worry about a thing that goes passing by. Just live your life as you like, as you don't need to prove to a group of fools. No one don't hear me, no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point in feeling all the shame that's making you live in vain. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'ma get stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'ma get stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior, 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 I'm a warrior.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, when traveling to West Nusa Tenggara, please visit the village of Kertasari. Located in West Sumbawa Regency, Kertasari Village offers a complete package tour experience from nature, culinary to cultural tour. Kertasari Village has a beautiful coastal and hilly landscape. One of them is Kertasari Beach, which is directly connected to Alas Strait that separates the islands of Sumbawa and Lombok. Kertasari Beach has beautiful white sand with clear water. On the beach, you can swim safely because the wave does not reach the seashore. Big wave can be found in the middle. This is where you, who like surfing, can satisfy your desire to surf. The wave on this beach can reach 5 to 7 meters. In addition to the beach, Kertasari Village also has several beautiful small islands or commonly called gili. They are Gili Sarang, Gili Karata, Gili Batu Rusung, and Pasir Muncul Island. There is a stretch of about 800 hectares mangrove forest. You can do various activities from surfing, diving, snorkeling, sunset point, trekking mangroves, spearfishing, camping, to learning seaweed cultivation. Because Kertasari Village is also known for its seaweed cultivation. Besides beautiful nature, Kertasari Village also has a diversity of cultural tourism. There are traditions of Mbelu Rajang Pandan, Surombasa, Manca Silat Bati-Bati, Didek, and traditional Gandrung music. Listener, having been satisfied after exploring Kertasari Village, do not forget to enjoy a variety of its special food. Because it is located near the beach, the cuisine is quite typical of seafood. You can enjoy grilled fish along Kertasari Beach. You can also enjoy a variety of other specialties, such as singang, sapat, juku santan, tere, lapa-lapa, batara dodol sticky rice, pundi, cucur, burasa, and pulut. The price of this variety of food is relatively cheap. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Sementara jangan berjabat tangan demi kebaikan keamanan kita bersama.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Oh,
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's foreign broadcast station, with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Tolong Antar Saya. Tolong Antar Saya, or in English, Please Take Me There. Next is an example of a conversation on tolong antar saya. Tolong antar saya, which means please take me there. It happens while Kevin is taking taxi to go to the office. He asks a taxi driver to drop him at the office. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pak, tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman ya.
Baik, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, I will present phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, namely tolong antar saya. Tolong antar saya, which means please take me there. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Tolong. Tolong, which means please. Antar. Antar, which means take me. Saya. Saya, which means me. Ke. Ke, which means to. Jalan. Jalan, which means road. Jalan Sudirman. Jalan Sudirman, which means Sudirman Road. Nomor. Nomor, which means number. 20. 20, which means 20. Baik. Baik, which means okay. Tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman. Tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman, which means please take me to Sudirman Street. Baik, Pak. Baik, Pak, which means okay, sir. Tolong berhenti di depan. Tolong berhenti di depan, which means please stop in front. Tolong jemput saya di lobi. Tolong jemput saya di lobi, which means please pick me up at the lobby. In the conversation, you heard Kevin asking the driver to take him to Jalan Sudirman by saying, Tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman nomor 20. Tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman nomor 20, which means, please take me to Jalan Sudirman number 20. In that expression, there is a verb antar. Antar, which means to take somebody or something somewhere, which is Kevin's order or request to the taxi driver. To make an expression or a command sentence, use a verb and put the verb at the beginning of the phrase. For example, antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman. Antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman, which means, take me to Jalan Sudirman. To make your command sound polite, you can use the word tolong, tolong, which means please, before the verb. For example, tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman. Tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman, which means please take me to Jalan Sudirman. Another example, let's listen to another example of an expression for conveying a command in the form of a request. Tolong berhenti di depan. Tolong berhenti di depan, which means please stop in front. Baik. Baik, which means okay. Tolong jemput saya di lobby. Tolong jemput saya di lobby, which means please pick me up at the lobby. Baik. Baik, which means all right. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of conversation one more time.
Pak, tolong antar saya ke Jalan Sudirman ya.
Baik, Pak.
Listener, that was the this edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Tolong Antar Saya. Tolong Antar Saya, which means please take me there. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 33 to 5 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Li listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Peristiwa Malam by Tia Ramon. Created by Aholic, the song Peristiwa Malam tells the story of someone waiting for a lover who never comes. On a dark night, his heart is really sad, remembering his lover. This song was popularized around 1970s. Tia Ramon is a legendary singer from Padang Pariaman, West Sumatra, who is known as a singer of Minang and Malay songs. Alright, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Peristiwa Malam by Tia Ramon. Enjoy!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything. Just enjoy the ride.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.